Parshas Noach, there's of course the big inyan of the marble, and then there's also the inyan of the sort of the end of the parsha about the Dor HaFlaga, which is more of a sort of mysterious parsha. But Meidach Gisa, if you think about it, in terms of the marble completely wiped out what was there before. The marble, nothing's left of the Mesi marble, it's gone. The Goyim are called Menoyach. In the parasha of Dor HaFlaga, we have Shirayim from Dor HaFlaga. It says Mishom Nafoitzu. It was Mishom Afitzim Hashem Al Pnei Kol Aretz. There is something left over, and in a certain sense, for us, the Sheirish of the Kilkulim and the Bria that have a tikkun afterwards starts with the Dor HaFlaga. Dor HaMabul Kilu is a remaking of the Bria, so to speak. Dor HaFlaga already is the beginning of a process where there were Kilkulim and then there was eventually Tikkunim and so on. So let's be mere if you know him on the Pasha. The Pasha starts by Hi Kol Ha'aretz, Vehi Kol Ha'aretz Sofa Echos U'Dvorim Achodim. That the whole, everything was, everybody was one nation with one language and so on. The Lechura, the need for this is really for the end of it. The It seems, at the end, where the Oynish was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nivlo Shom Sfasa, Mashlish Mi Sfasa Eyu, that's where we begin to understand the Sof HaAchzor HaMachodim. But the Mashmos here is that the Kilkul lay in Sof HaAchzor HaMachodim. Chur Sof HaAchzor HaMachodim is a good Inyan. It's not something that everybody, there was Achtos, everybody was together, things were good, especially Sof Achas is Loshna Kodesh, so that certainly is good. Rashi and Dvar Machodim, as Meram is that either Bo Beitza Achas, Dvar Machodim means they came and they started speaking against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. But that's not where the problem is. The problem is that they wanted to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to be Mayurit Mars HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Dvar Achas Al Yechidash Olam. Dvar Machodim Al Yechidash Olam is a remiss. The mashmos and the Pshuta Shemikra is that itself was something was wrong already in the Sof HaAchzor HaMachodim, and the Hefitzeim is a tikkun for it, and it's hard to understand how that could possibly be a tikkun when it went from Achdus to Pirud and to Pizer. Chazal say that Rishoyim Pizer is Noel Lahem. But the Stam Mashmos is Kilu, the problem was in the Sof HaAchzor HaMachodim. I try to understand a little bit the issue of the Sof HaAchzor and Dvar HaMachodim. It says also they Vayimtzu Biko Beret Shinar, they found a valley in Shinar, Vayesh Vasham. Now Eret Shinar is Bavel, Chazal say, and Eret Shinar is considered the lowest of the countries because it says Shom Ninaru May say Bavel. In other words, when the mud, so to speak, slid down and everything had to land in the lowest place, Bavel was the place where it all landed. So Bavel is a low place. And Vayimotsu Bika Be'eret Shinar, they found a valley in Eret Shinar, means that this was, so to speak, the lowest of the low. This, they found a very low place. And they said, that's not where you would build a migdal. If you tried to reach Shemayim, you would build it on top of a mountain. You wouldn't build it on in a bika. It doesn't make any sense. So, and yet the pasuk is madgish that it was in Eretz Shinar and a bika in Eretz Shinar. So to speak, the lowest of the low. Why would you build a migdal over there? It also says, "Vatehi lahem halaveinu la'oven, v'chem ha'olam l'chaima." They used the laveinu of avonim, and the chaima was chaima. It's hard to understand what the pasuk is trying to tell us with the fact that the Levina was La'ovid. I mean, it doesn't say much more descriptions of the tower. It doesn't say how tall it was, how wide it was, what support system is. There's no descriptions. Obviously, it's not like the Teva, where there must be some remes in the midois and the material and so on. Whatever it is, the point is they decided to build a tower. And now, what materials did they have to build? Whatever they have, they had. The pasuk says, "Vatihilem alavena la'ovid." They used levenim. They used bricks as avanim. And Rashi explains, Rashi brings Chazal, "She'ein avanim bebavel shibika," which sort of re-emphasizes the problem. Instead of building it on a mountain where you have plenty of supplies, they built it in a valley where they didn't even have what to build with. And the pasuk says they use levenim for oven. What's the Indian that they use levenim for oven over here? So I want to start with there's the Zohar starts out the parasha here. He says vayhi kol aretz sof achas v'machodim. Reb Shimon pasach v'abayis bi'banoisoi even shleimoi masa nivne. So Reb Shimon starts out the parasha over here using a pasuk that says Bashleim HaMelech. It says Vabayis Bibonoisei, when the bayis was built, Evin Shleima Masanivna, it was built with whole stones. In other words, stones as they were removed from the quarry. Masa, the Mefarshim explain in the pasuk. In other words, they transported the stones as they were. It says, the end of the pasuk is, there's no garzin or makevis nishma b'banoisoi. There was not any, you didn't hear the sound of metal and so on. So one inyan was, they didn't want to use metal to shape it, like in keeping with the azhara. That's one part of it. But the mashmos is, they just transported it the way it was. That in itself is also an inyan. Masa, even shleima, masa nivna. It was made from avonim shleim that were, as they were, they were just moved to another place. The Zohar's mamshech afterwards, and it says, what's the pshat behiba noisoi? It doesn't say over there that he built it, but behiba noisoi means as it was built. So basically the Zohar says that it even though there were workers there and so on, but it was sort of a nais or a pishemis day, the stones combined themselves. Biba nais, it means as it built itself. That's the oisver of the Nesayah. But it's obvious from the memra that the Chazal saw the parallel between the two binyanim. In other words, the doyer haflogah's binyan and the binyan of Beis Hamikdash were both of them. There was a sort of a parallel. The Ishvitzer's Masbir that since Avram Avinu, it says that Avram Avinu came from Dor HaFloga. In other words, this is the Tkufa when he came to the world, and it says there was Ma'achad the Kroim Dor HaFloga. So since this was the Makom where Avram Avinu started being Zereach, and Avram Avinu's binyan is going to be the binyan of Beis Hamikdash. In other words, he put down the place of the Beis Hamikdash. The Tchilas binyan of Beis Hamikdash is Avram when he dedicated Har Moriah. That's where that became eventually the Makom Hamikdash. So too, the Zeluma said that was Mis'ir in the world of Klipas was the Migdal. Especially the Indian is especially striking in the fact that Yerushalayim that Yerushalayim is called Ir Shechubra LaYachdov Sheshamol Ushvotim Shiftei Koi. It is the Israel Loides Lashem. Yerushalayim is the place where Shvatim were misached. So the Zeluma said of the Ichur of Shvatim and the attempt to machad the world puts one against the other. So the binyan, the beginning of the very sheirish that would eventually build a Beis HaMikdash. And building Beis HaMikdash is the Tachlis HaBriya. I mean, if you take a look in Dayenu, the end of Dayenu is to build a Beis HaBchira. The high point of the whole Mahalach that starts from Avraham Avinu to Klal Yisrael and so on, the final, the last phase of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be is Beis HaMikdash. So that is a good thing. And the Dor HaFloga tried to build a Beis HaMikdash and it fell apart. Beis HaMikdash is... It says Shasham Olu Shiftei Ko, Kiyoshechu Leyachtov. Chazal say that everybody has a Shem Chover, Legabi Tumis, and so on and so forth by Alila Regel. That it is Taka something that's Mechaber all Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael has a Shem Chover to themselves. They consider Chaverim for Nyan Tum and Tyre and so on. So it is very similar, and we have to be Oimid on the Hevdol in the Sheresh and Yonim, when you look at two things that are parallel and similar, both mit and one is mitzad kedusha, and one is mitzad hefuch of kedusha, so that's meorient in us a sharper understanding of what the tzad kedusha is, because when you don't see, if you see kedusha as everybody together and another Yonim as people sort of appear and so on. Okay, this is Yechto Achtos disappeared, but when you see a very strong similarity, and you see it, and you see the one point, the Nekuda, the Sharish, which differs, then you get a very strong sense in understanding the difference between Kedusha and not Kedusha. Especially, we're talking about Achtos. Achtos is something that comes off Echad, that's a Dovah Toiv. Chazal point out over here that difference between Dor HaMabul and the Dor of the Dor HaMabul and the Dor of HaFloga is that since Dor HaFloga there was Achdus, something remained of it. There was a punishment, but something remained of it because it holds us a Midah Toiva. Masha'in came the Mabul where everybody stole from everybody else and was Chumas and there was a Chur, everybody was alone. There couldn't be any Achdus. So there was, they were Toifis. The Anshe Dor HaFloga were toifis a certain mida, a certain inyan of toiv, and yet it was ra. And we need to understand how this comes about. Let's try to understand the musig of Evan in the Bria. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzur Yisrael. So the word Tzur means, we've seen many times in the Shabbos morning Shura, we've seen the Abnezer, others, whenever they speak about it in terms of Chochmah, whenever a person is built, whenever a person creates a logical train of thought, wherever a person works with chachma, he always needs certain hanachas that you can't prove. You say, okay, this is the axioms, like geometry. You have axioms, postulates, and then there's theorems, and then there's corollaries to the theorems. The theorems are logical constructions of using the axioms, but you need axioms. When two people are arguing, Is this action right or this action wrong? You first have a fire. Okay, you made it to me that stealing is wrong. And you made it to this as this. Once you have the hanochis that everybody's made it to, it's possible to have a logical argument after you have that. You always need, when you build, you need to build on bedrock. When a person builds a building, you need to build on something. Buildings are not migla perech ba'avirs. They need to stand on something. So if you have a rack that stands on something, and that's good. If you don't have a rack, what you do is you dig down till you get to very hard ground, and then usually build up pillars so that either the pillars are supporting the building on the racks, or they're condensing the earth so that it's rock hard. The point is the tsur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tsur. Hatsur tamim pa'oloi is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bottom line of the world. That which the world stands on top of is the p'chinas tsur in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything builds on it. The place in the world that is made of avanim is harim. Harim are made of avanim, and that's why to build on a har is the best place to build on. Avanim are the natural binyan of kiyum, because kiyum is locked into avanim. That's it. The tchuna of an evan is it stands. It's firm. It serves as a surface and as a place for something else. That's the tchuna of evan. That's why binyan of avanim is a binyan that's strong and solid, stands. The meidach gisa. If you want avodas adam, there is no avodas adam. If a person lives in a cave is a house, but can serve as a house, a shelter, but it's not, the person did nothing. The person just found a rock with a hole in it, basically, and that's where he's living. So mitzad the pu'ulas adam, evan doesn't have any. The element of merida in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the element of a person wanting to break off HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes on many forms. And the form in which it takes on, in terms of merida in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be where a person doesn't want to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which was the Dor HaMabul, they completely were pyrrhic any oil of mitzvahs and so on and so forth, the mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and so on. There was a merid of Dor Enish, which looked to replace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a merid of Adam Rishon, who seek to be instead of Adam Rishon, and so on. Instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Those are all meridas. There's another merida that's deeper than that. And it says, since everything in the world, this world is a world, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, Va'aretz Lasem Le'Adam, so any type of avodah in this world starts with Adam. It starts, it's valid because of me. And what I'm doing is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a Rishus for Bechira, then everything is Bechira. The Rambam, when he speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking away the Bechir of Paro, he says that part of the chelik of some of the severe onshin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to show the sheker of it. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, when there's no Rishus, there's no Bechira. But one of the ways in which a person can be ma'akim, the koyach of Bechira, is by saying it's all Bechira, and be makrish anything else. That's the side of picking the lowest part. It's like a person tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as for sure, I don't want any Seata Dishmaya, because I don't want you to be part of this. It's going to be me. If the world's given to Adam, Favoides Hashem, we're going to start totally ourselves. There was a person who had a difficult life, and towards the end of his life, he wrote a sefer, and he knew he was dying, and somebody else wanted to help him. He asked someone else to help him to edit it, whatever it is. The person helped him a bit. And then he said, you know what? I want the sefer to be 100% my sefer. You might be right. You might be better. But I want it to be me. That was the hagasha. The people, so they said they went to a bikkur. In other words, it rests on nothing. And what they made it with was levenim. In other words, we're creating the stone. The reason, let's take an example in the world of Sichlius. A person has a muskel rishon. Why is a muskel rishon the rock bottom of emes? So one way of looking at it is because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria as an absolute, and everybody's tefis it like that. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into the Bria. Now we're given the ability to extrapolate outwards with logic. Another way of saying it is, and not, it's another way of saying it, it's meheper, is where a person says, because we all agree on it, that's why it's an axiom. An axiom is that which everybody agrees upon. It doesn't have a metzius kayemis before Adam. It starts whatever people, just l'mashal, the Constitution is the bedrock of American law. What's the glick of the Constitution? The glick of the Constitution is because everybody agreed that that's going to be the bedrock. So the bedrock itself is also Maisa Adam, but it's in Maisa Adam. The Maisa Adam of Levena is that we take a lot of disparate pieces of earth and we put it together and it becomes one unit. There's a Gevaldik Katzushtal that Israel actually makes. He says, you find the Musav is Ksusi Mechteshure, that there are certain inyanim that halachically they exist, but not Bitsiruf. They exist in the sense that they have each, in other words, like Kisya Adam, it's kosher because each piece of dam has a covering. It when you need a shear, the famous Reb Chaim and the lines. When you need a shear, that's when you have a problem. But it's not that it's kimandalesa dummy. It's not mitzarif to a shear. So a levena is where we were able to be mitzarif it, and it became a piece. So the building of the migdal was the attempt, since the teichin of avodas Adam is to come together and to be makin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they imitated that. I mean, the musig of a Beis HaMikdash is, this is where we come together to be mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what they did. They said that we are going to get together. It was a chibur and an ichud of all the koiches. And we're going to reach out to Shemayim. That was the same, the parallel Beis HaMikdash. So they were tapping into koiches that were toiv, and there was one small thing missing. Where's it coming from? The emes is that becomes a sheker. In other words, if I'm Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because, spoke Shaina Rabbi, if I come along and I say, a person is not allowed to say about his Rebbe, Lamashal, my Rebbe is a great Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to be Meshabeach. Because in every Shvach, there's a Hakara that Be'etzem, it's my Mevinus that's giving him his Maimed. Yes, we, wise human beings, have decided that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly worthy of greatness and covenant. So it starts with me. In other words, it has my stamp of approval. The chibur, the binyan of the migdal had in its flaw was, it started with Adam. It wasn't makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the tsur olamim. It started with Adam. It was self-made, and the end of it was it's v'nasa lonu shame. It's like imagine a person davens a musaf, a kippa musaf, a kippa ni'ila, and he walks away with a person who's a very good baltefillah, a great chazan. He walks away with the agosha of since Sheis Mei Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't had a ni'ila like that. So the ni'ila is a karen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's an akaron himself. If the person starts with hini ani mimas, with umeyashem man eloshin. Then the pshat is, I'm simply taking what a Kadosh Baruch gave me to do and passing it on. That's avoda. But where I go and I take myself, I start with myself, then the pshat is, even if it's the most inspiring musaf, the pshat is, it's me. I did a great and inspiring musaf. Kadosh Baruch was lucky, as Chazal like me around, I did it. The shayrish was, what is it built on? And that's the pshat by Shlomo HaMelech. That's what the Zohar Kodesh is telling too. Shlomo HaMelech built the bayis, first of all, on the har. Behar Hashem Yiroyah. It was the makom where Avram Avinu was ready to destroy his own tower. Avram Avinu spent a whole lifetime building up something. The Gemara tells to Avram Yitzchak Tavonim. It says by Yaakov, he says, if the two Avonim become one in my hands, they'll be one. I know that I'm good, and if not, not. So Avram Yitzchak was the first Evan on another Evan, and Avram was willing to give it all up because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, then I have nothing to start on. It's not. There's no purpose without HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the side of it. The side b'sheresh avoda is Har HaBayis, and the binyan that Shlomo built was avanim. The avanim were not touched. They didn't become avanim in their own right. They were avanim, and I just moved them into place. That's the oimek of the binyan of it, as opposed to the dor afloga. That the avanim was their avanim. They made the evan. Shlomo HaMelech didn't touch the evan. In the koyach of chibur, that's one nekud. That's the soyed the shayrish klap avoda. It has a tremendous ramification. Mitzad the hemshech advarim. If people get together because they share a common tachlis, so that's nice. It brings people together. But it's always open for it's always open to fall apart. Let's say I get together 25 people and I say, Rabbeisai, I have a fantastic idea how to make a lot of money. And if you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, we're all going to make tons of money and it'll be very good for everybody. So we all work together very, very well. Let's say one person makes a cheshbon that he could do better on his own, or with a different group, whatever it is. Well, check out. Why not? Well, I can't come to a tinus where we were all together and you broke the achdus. We were together to make money, and I can make money otherwise. So what's the taina? Same thing, we're together to defend the country. I decided I don't want to be in the country. So what do you mean we were together? On the other hand, let's say a person has a chayis towards a brother. A person can't opt out and say, well, I've decided I'm going to look for a better brother. The music of a brother starts before you. It starts before your cheshbonis. A spouse starts with your cheshbonis, and that's why it's shayach kedusha and shayach gerushin. A brother, that it's there. Vayar b'sivus achiv. That's the metzias of it. He's there, and you have to shtal tzu to that metzias. Where people are together because there's a tachlis as machadem, then it can split apart. If they're together because the sheirish is machadem, we're all b'nei av echad, then there's a chreach. Then it's not shaykh to break it apart. The sofa achas u dvorim achadim, in the klei aloshen of a person, Malm says it, but it's pashut. The Lashon, it says, there's a Lashon of a Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, I forget, the Sofer speaks Sheker, and the Lashon is Yehege Avla. The Lashon thinks Avla. He's being Machir Chayisho. So Malm says, the Sofer is the outermost Chelik that expresses the person's thoughts, and the Lashon is that which brings it from the world of thought to the world of speech. Lashon is the more primal, and that's why Yeg is Shaykh to Lashon. The Sofer is Sofer Shaykh, and so on and so forth. Nations are called Lashonis, or I'm talking about Lashonis. The problem with that door, the Pasuk starts off was a Sofer Achas, or Dvarim Achadim. The final product was the same. They all agreed to the same thing, but they're coming from a different Shayrish. That's not Achdus. Have different suffers, and there's no, what's the Kesha? He has one language, he has another language. Since the Ichud is the words, if there's a period in the words, there's a period in the people. In Yerushalayim, it says, Shesham olu shiftei shvatim, shiftei ka. The shvatim came up to Yerushalayim together, and what was ma'achadem was that the shiftei ka, Eidus Yisrael says, Lahoidais Lashem. In other words, in the Hoidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Herring HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shayrish of Klal Yisrael, in the Herring the Metzias of the Shvatim as being Mush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Chubra Yachdov. And there's no way. You can't not be a brother because that's the Metzias of it. It came before you came. You were born in a world with a brother and so on. So not only in the world of Avodas Hashem was there a difference, there's a difference in the Chibur Bein Ish L'Re'ehu, in whether the Chibur was built on Sofer Dvarim Achadim, or whether Shesham Olu Shvatim Shiftei Ka. Since we're all Shiftei Ka, we have to fit together. So there's a Bal Karcha to it. And more than that, each and every piece had to be there because this is where it came from. If I want to build a building, then I make a shara. I'm going to need probably X amount of stones. I could be off by a few, and then I'll have a few extra ones, or I'll be missing a few. But when a building collapses and I'm simply rebuilding it, there are no extra stones because the amount of stones that were there are here, and I just have to figure out where each piece goes. When Shvatim come from a common Shayrish, they become one together automatically, and there's no extras, there's no pieces over there, because they all came from one place. In the Mahalchim, it's a very Shayrish, it's like we said before, in certain Inyanim, yeah, obviously the Chet of Adam Rishon is Mushes in the Bria, Lenetzach almost, till the day it's Metukin. Dora Mabel, we still mention it, you know, some way it says Mishapara, there's Dora Mabel. But the first one that we actually have, that's once the Mabel was over, and Akadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Metzias that was Kayemis, and there was a Bris, and there was that there wouldn't be a Churban again, and there would be some kiyums, some hemsheichius. We now have much stronger sense of looking at these things in terms of shrashim and trying to understand them. In two ways, it's a very important. The raflaga affects us in two ways: in avodah bein adam lemakom, and avodah bein adam lechaverim. The first thing is that bein adam lemakom, the yisaid neshayish avodah is. And it's a difficult one, because on the one hand, it requires us to work as hard as we can. You can't, if a person needs a pair of tefillin, he can't say, no, the Eibush and health, and there'll be tefillin, and make a half-hearted attempt to get some tefillin. A person has a chiv shtadlus in a los essay, everything in essay, and there's no end to the amount of shtadlus. So a person has to work very hard for it. But a person has to understand, what am I doing? In other words, the job of a person is to take the stones that exist, to take the heart that exists, to take stones that exist, and to snap them into place. It says, the sense of the Zohar is, the pieces all fell into their place. It's a hard work to bring the pieces of Avonim, the Masa Avonim to here. But once it's here, it stands on it. The Harabayas is on the Evan Shesiyah. it stands on the Evrish Asiya, and it builds on it. When a person is learning Torah, it's incredible when you look at the Rambam's Loshna Hazov, Loshna Kodesh. In the Rambam is kol dan with Sichlius, and the Rambam every so often starts a Pirush, Pirush Amishnai is Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam will always try to be massive on the Psukim of Mishnah Torah. In other words, there's no Migla Perech Ba'avi, it's not Seichel. Seichel is not where it starts from. Seichel is the device to move the racks from place A to place B, and to place it on the west side, and the east side, and north side, and so on. But I'm reconstructing something that exists already. So in the world of Torah especially, the world of mitzvahs, the hakara that a person is always working on bringing things, be'etzem is building on something that's there. The yesoid is always there, and if the binyan is right, it stands by itself. If a person is oimed on the emes in Torah, and he says a svara that is emes, it clicks in by itself. The person doesn't need to bang it in with koilos abrokim. It's there because it's the current of emes. You see clearly. Once I showed you this, it's clear that it's like that. That's the less the person is involved, and the more the words speak for themselves, the better it stands, and the more emes it is. And but on the chaveiroi, and this is something which is one of the decisions of our door is, you can get together for good things. Even people that are not maminim, they do fine things and good things. And there's a constant call for chesed and achdus. Achdus, achdus, achdus. Yes, I mean, Beis Medrash was chorev because of sinas chinam and pirut. You can't come out against achdus. You shouldn't come out against achdus because achdus is wonderful. But what does the achdus mean? Because we want together, because we decided together to raise money for something, because we decided to build something. Then achdus is bin laila hoya, and bin laila, it's gone. It's only tied to certain tachlis dolus. It's not an expression of an inherent achdus. When we tap into something that is in Klal Yisrael's be'etzim, that because we are all shiftei ka, because everybody in Klal Yisrael has a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing itself in a different format, and I need to come on to Ruvain's talent in one thing, and Shimon's talent in another thing, and Levi's another thing, but be'etzim, each person, Klal Yisrael, comes together because they started together. Then there's no way around it. The understanding that if I'm missing a chelek of Klal Yisrael, then something's missing. That's something that by definition is not seivel any pirut. The whenever you build a chabura around toiv, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos about why a chaver is called, why Talmud Chacham is called a chaver. He says that it's a chabura noir l'shem shemayim. In other words, where the bottom line is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is on all shiftei ka, and every shevet is another letter of that name, another chelik of that letter, then we have an achdus bal karchach. I have to be soevel the other person because without it, I'm handicapped. The understanding that without the other person, I'm betzem handicapped, that's moiled an achdus that stays like that. This parasha of Sheirish Tikka Parasha is telling us that the Sheirish of Seiben Adol Mokam, Seiben Chaver, starts with an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzur Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yisoid Sheirish. Whatever we have a tremendous amount of avoda to do, and a tremendous amount of bechira to do it in, as long as the context is to build on that rack with racks, what we're doing is basically reconstructing something that has fallen apart. And when people live with that sheirish, when people live with that understanding that that's what Adam is, that's what Klal Yisrael is, that, then that becomes a chabura. And certainly there's nesiyonis of chaver. There's not being memayit nesiyonis. But I'm saying, but if the sheirish is there, so then the person is not, then the chabura stays. I mean, just like, let's take an example. If a person has a student, a Talmud, that is not going well, it's not matzliach, there comes a point when you say, you know, I'm not interested in handling it. If a person has a child or later that's not doing well, unless there's a reason that he has to push him out, he will hold on to it for their life because there's no mahalach of period. It's my child. This is a metzias. When we're aiming on the fact that Klal Yisrael are all chalakim of it, then that chabur becomes a chabur that lasts. If the lashon is the same, the reason why Klal Yisrael has today in Golus 1,001 suffis, but Omin Yesh Merabah is a lashon. Omin Yesh Merabah is the pnimius of it. As long as the Teichon of Klal Yisrael is the same, even if there's a bilbul of suffis and diburim, but they're one because if the lashon is one, Klal Yisrael is one. Yeah. Okay.